Wheat streak mosaic virus, spread by the wheat curl mite, hit central South Dakota hard this year. As farmers prepare for fall-winter wheat planting, stopping this disease starts with one critical step, eliminating the green bridge. SDSU Extension Plant Pathology Field Specialist Madeline Shires says the green bridge is volunteer wheat in grassy vegetation, like downy brome or cheatgrass, that gives the mite a place to survive between crops.
Right now, those mites are probably hanging out in pasture lands and field borders, and they're just going to be kind of sitting there and waiting to feed on that winter wheat as it starts emerging. So breaking those green bridge by spraying out those border areas to try to reduce mites that are just basically sitting there with the virus waiting to move into the winter wheat.
That bridge must be dead brown before planting begins. With glyphosate, there must be at least 14 days between spraying and seeding. Another effective tool is delayed planting. Cooler fall temperatures naturally slow down mite activity.
If they're in the center part of the state, to make sure that they're not planting any earlier than September 15th, maybe edge it a little bit closer to September 20th and try to plant late.
Delayed planting also helps cut Hessian fly infestations. Finally, don't overlook variety selection. Genetic resistance to wheat streak mosaic virus is built into several winter wheat varieties. The South Dakota crop performance trials provide valuable guidance on which options offer the strongest defense. Shires urges farmers to take timely action this fall, combating the wheat curl mite and its infection of wheat streak mosaic virus. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Gappert.